What was a typical day in the life of an innkeeper versus managing it?
Well, if you were an innkeeper, you had to get up and serve breakfast, and we served breakfast from 7:30 on. And that might go till 10 o'clock, but except most people were out of there by 8:30, particularly if they wanted to get an early run on the mountain. And so you start for breakfast, and we required our innkeepers to go skiing with the guests because that was part of their business. And we had, somebody would be back to help serve tea. And other than that, we had to make beds before we went out, of course. We had to make all the beds before we went. We didn't have the guests make those. But we had to be part of the guest picture, so to speak. And that meant sitting up. That meant that we took turns. Whoever sat up late at night didn't have to be down for breakfast in the morning.
And did you sleep in the bunk rooms with the? Was there another place in the building?
No. We slept right in the bunk rooms as well
with the guests.
Yeah, and that was in the ladies' side of the place. Then when the little the quiet house had been a garage or a woodshed, that became a little two-bedroom room for couples.
The bridal was that the bridal suite, or there was something called the bridal suite or the bridal.
Oh, that was a cold room.
That was
back
the
of the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was one set of double linen sheets, and the word was that you couldn't possibly sleep in those unless you were married. Keep warm.